Violin of Gossips. Double Violin of Gossips. Flute of Shame. Old Francesca served as a nurse in a noble house, and she perfectly managed the Count's three children. But when rumors about the personal life of her employers began circulating, it was established that their source was Francesca. The Earl ordered the punishment of the elderly gossip. Francesca was taken to the nearest police station and was put in a gossip violin for the whole day. Francesca would look at her hands, unable to turn away. This position should inspire a woman to think of repentance. Very soon, aching pain appears in her back, neck, and elbow joints. Her fingers and hands go numb because of the restricted blood flow. It begins to seem that her hands don't belong to her. Francesca is frightened that she will be disabled for the rest of her life. She forgot about hunger and thirst, and by the end of the punishment, she begins to pray for forgiveness. A double violin of gossips can find two women who are quarreling with each other. They have to sit face to face and continue to argue. But soon reconciliation was achieved. After a long stay in the violin, cantankerous ladies can get tired of one another. The Flute of Shame was intended for bad musicians who insulted the nobles' hearing with bad music. The device was a rough copy of a real wind instrument, but instead of air valves, it had finger clamps. Together with the iron collar, the clamps forced the person to take the pose of a flutist, which gave the torture a certain comic shade. However, the victims of the instrument were not amused at all. The clamps on the fingers would be so tight that blood flow to the fingers would be restricted, threatening the musician with the loss of fingers, and possibly the loss of musical skill forever.